Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. A bipartisan bill to fund health insurers has the president's support, and Senate Republicans likely have the votes they need to pass a budget. In today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, it's the Feast of an Evangelist, and the Air Force is punishing a colonel for sticking by his conscience. The Associated Press reports that Republican and Democratic senators came to an agreement in the quest to stabilize America's health insurance markets. Just days ago, President Trump said that he was putting a halt to the Affordable Care Act's cost-sharing reduction payments, which help low-income Americans buy health insurance. The president supported this effort, the fruit of weeks of negotiation by Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee and Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington.
Yes, we have been involved, and this is a short-term deal because we think ultimately block grants going to the states is going to be the answer. That's a very good solution. We think it's going to not only save money, but give people much better health care with a very, very much smaller premium spike. And you look at what's gone on with that. Also, much lower deductible so they can use it. Lamar has been working very, very hard with the Democratic, his colleagues on the other side, and Patty Murray is one of them in particular. And they're coming up, and they're fairly close to a short-term solution. The solution will be for about a year or 2 years. And it'll get us over this intermediate hump because we have, as you probably know, we have either have the votes or we're very close to having the votes.
Also moving in the president's direction is the progress of the budget. The Washington Post reports that a vote was held yesterday along party lines to move the budget resolution forward, and hopes are rising in regards to Congress's ability to pass tax reforms and tax cuts. Senator John McCain, who was seen as a holdout on the resolution, decided to give it his support. Also helping the GOP was the return of Mississippi Senator Tad Cochran, who had been absent due to illness. Democrats, however, are not so eager to see the budget resolution pass. Here is Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
On what I consider to be the cruelest and most unfair budget presented by the majority party in the modern history of this country. This is a budget that would provide 80% of its tax breaks to the top 1%, 40% of its tax breaks to the top 0.1%, and then at the same time cut Medicaid by $1 trillion, throwing 15 million people off of the health insurance they have, and cut Medicare by some $470 billion.
Today's quote of the day comes from a Texan proverb. When you throw dirt, you lose ground. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Luke the Evangelist. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. Today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
St. Luke was a native of Antioch in Syria. He is credited with the authorship of the Gospel of St. Luke and the Acts of the Apostles, meaning that over one-fourth of the New Testament text was penned by him. Whether he was born a Gentile or Jew is still debated, although more seem to side with his being a Gentile Christian. St. Paul's letter to the Colossians refers to Luke as a physician. Although he was not personally a witness to Jesus' life and ministry, his writing alludes to his having been a disciple of St. Paul. Some claim that he met his martyrdom by being hanged from an olive tree, though this is not certain. Common tradition holds that he died at the age of 84 in Boeotia. He is often depicted accompanied by a winged ox or bull. St. Luke, pray for us. Todd Starnes is reporting that a highly decorated Air Force colonel has been punished for his belief in traditional marriage. Colonel Leland Bohannon was nearing a promotion to one-star general when he declined to publicly affirm a retiring subordinate's same-sex spouse. He was suspended from command, and orders were handed down declining to recommend the colonel for promotion. First Liberty Institute attorney Michael Berry, whose firm is representing Colonel Bohannon, said, quote, "This sends a clear message. If you do not have the politically correct viewpoint, you are not welcome in the military. The military is no longer a place of diversity and inclusion if you are a person who holds to a traditional belief on marriage." In this Celestial Musings, the BBC published an article entitled "Pre-Sex HIV Drug, No-Brainer for NHS." The article essentially describes a new little blue pill called PrEP, which is short for pre-exposure prophylaxis. This PrEP pill is ingested by gay men shortly before getting intimate and then for days afterward, and its function is to reduce by 86% the ability of HIV to get a stranglehold in the body. Here is one man talking about the change PrEP has caused in his life.
Now that we can get married and integrate fully into society and assimilate, there is this pressure to behave well and to be a good gay rather than to be a bad gay and have casual sex and take PrEP. And you do get a lot of slut shaming from gay men.
So he's basically admitting that he can continue on with his life of gay promiscuity because this pill has reduced to 14% his chances of contracting HIV. I'd love to know if this man would jump off a mountain with a bungee cord that had a 14% chance of snapping, or if he would jump out of a plane if his parachute had a 14% chance of not opening. And these are just the physical ramifications of promiscuity. The spiritual ramifications are infinitely deadlier. No brainer. How about no brains? Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, The Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.